Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Like us, follow us, and visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. My next guest is a good friend of ours. He is Dr. Ian Smith. He's the host of The Doctors and the author of the new book, Fast Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance. It's our pleasure to welcome back Dr. Ian Smith to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So the new book is Fast Burn. We'll talk about that in a second. But I want to talk about The Doctors. You know, the last time we talked to you, you had just taken over as solo host of The Doctors. How's everything going there?
You know, it's been really awesome to be able to talk to the country about COVID and all the things related to COVID. I felt like there was a huge vacuum of information last year where people just weren't getting honest answers or scientifically credible answers. So to be able to helm the show and to be able to bring on experts that would talk about it, we talked about everything from dating during COVID, vaccinations, long haulers, I mean, you know, raising kids. I mean, it's been a really a great opportunity to really kind of dig into all the different aspects of how COVID has affected us. So it's been, I felt like it was a very critical year for the show, and I was happy to be front and center on the show as we discussed these things.
Okay, so as a physician, what are you telling people, or what's your message, or how do you feel about the current state of vaccine and the pandemic in general?
Well, you know, the good news is that we are at the lowest numbers in over a year. That says something. Mm-hmm. Despite all the people who are, you know, passing around conspiracy theories and complete ascientific myths, the reason why we are at the lowest numbers is because the vaccines are in people's arms. It's that simple. I mean, it's not that the bug has gotten tired. The COVID is very strong and very alive and well, as you can see in India. But because so many people around the country have, one, gotten vaccines, and two, despite what you read and hear in media, most people are complying with social distancing guidelines and wearing masks, and that is why our numbers are low. So I'm encouraged that our numbers are where they are, but we're heading into summer, as you know, and I do have concerns that people are going to throw caution to the wind. Here's one of the big mistakes we've made this whole time, and I've been saying this for the longest, is that we set up these targets, these benchmarks, of when we're going to start relaxing restrictions. And as soon as we hit it, we go all in and relax everything. And I just don't think that's the approach. I think the approach is you got to have a cushion. I'm conservative that way. Mm-hmm. You know, if the mark is we want to get cases down less than 2%, let's get it down to 1% and then open up to give us a little bit of a cushion so we can track it better. So I just think that we've been a little impatient and jumping the gun, but I'm hoping that more Americans will please get the vaccines. By the way, your neighbor and even a stranger who you don't know, them getting a vaccine helps you because it reduces the number of people who will be infected and therefore the number of people who could potentially transmit it to someone else who's vulnerable.
All right. So, doctor, this book, Fast Burn, is your 20th book. What's one of the most important lessons you've learned about writing over the years?
That's a great question. The most important lesson I've learned is to try to write your books from the standpoint of the user. And so Fast Burn is a 9-week program. It's regular food. It's accessible. It's affordable. You don't have to go to 4 different grocery stores. And I thought about reasons why people say they can't do a plan, and I really incorporated them. So there is alcohol. There's pasta. There's bread. There's steak. There are vegetables. There are pancakes and pizza. So these are things most diet programs say you can't have. But in Fast Burn, not only can you have it, but I tested 2,000 people in my Facebook group. The average weight loss was 15 to 17 pounds. And not only that, people were dropping their blood pressure, their cholesterol levels, their sugar levels. So it's just been very, very successful for a lot of people.
Okay. Now, earlier we talked about the pandemic, but let's talk about the impact as we talk about Fast Burn and things like that. What have you found that people, you know, we hear different stories. People say that, you know, I'm eating healthier because of the pandemic and the quarantine. That meant we had to stay at home and eat healthy. And then you have the other side, well, I just stayed home and ate junk food and I gained weight. What are you finding that happened to a lot of people during the quarantine and pandemic in terms of weight?
Yeah, you know, I agree that that is a bifurcation data point where some people are saying I did better, some people are saying I did worse, and it falls in those two camps. And what I will say is this, we had a very upside-down year, unprecedented. And so for people who were not paying attention to what they eat or how they exercise, it's completely understandable. I'm not criticizing them whatsoever. And so I mostly hear, though, people saying that, you know what, I put on an extra 15, 20 pounds. I had a guy yesterday said he put on 50 pounds in a year. He works in radio. So what I would say to people is now is the time to refocus. We are near the end of this pandemic tunnel. We're not at the end yet, but we're near it. And that's why I'm excited about Fast Burn being a program available right now, because I think people are now feeling that they can rededicate their time to themselves. Listen, we have a group on Facebook that people should join. It's called Fast Burn Challenge, and it's over 12,000 people. I'm in the group, and I walk people through the group, through the program. So I think that it's about people saying, I'm rededicating myself to me, and I'm optimistic about that.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to our good friend and frequent guest, Dr. Ian Smith. The title of the new book is Fast Burn. So the book, Fast Burn, again, it focuses on intermittent fasting. What are some of the benefits of fasting?
Yeah, you know, fasting has been shown, you know, in many ways, in many studies, to be extremely beneficial. Not only has it been shown to be very good for weight loss, but it's also been shown to reduce insulin resistance, which is important. It reduces inflammation. It reduces your risk for chronic conditions. It improves your brain function. So it decreases your belly fat. We don't often talk about systems that really work at decreasing your belly fat. In fact, what's interesting, of all my programs, the people who have done the plan so far, not only are they saying I've lost 15 to 17 pounds on average, but they're dropping 6, 7, 8 pounds of inches around their midsection fat, because this is a program that actually burns your fat. It goes into your fat and uses your fat for energy, which is also fuel. You know, fat is a storage form of energy. The book, through intermittent fasting, actually turned your body into a fat-burning machine, and people are very excited about the results.
All right. And one of the cool things about the book, and I like this because, you know, again, we're in this pandemic, and a lot of people are, you know, fearful of going to the gym right now or can't get out to the gym right now, but you offer an out-of-gym option in the book as well. So I think that's really important.
100%. Listen, a lot of people can't afford a gym, they don't want to go to the gym, or the gym's not open. And I'm saying, listen, guys, that doesn't mean your ability to work out is over. In fact, I put a whole chapter, chapter 13, of at-home exercises, old-school exercises, that you can do at home with no machines, no equipment. And by the way, you don't have to work out for an hour a day. You can do 30 minutes, 4 days a week. You can even break it up, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 at night. The key of Fast Burn is the ease of use. I mean, every day is spelled out for you, all your meal options. You have recipes in the back of the book that are regular recipes. People see the word healthy, they think it's not tasty. These are tasty recipes, everything from tender baked pork chops on page 273 to strip steak. And so the beauty of the Fast Burn program is I'm saying to people, listen, I don't want you to do extreme things. I don't want you to be deprived of the things that you enjoy. Let me teach you how to eat it in a way and in a timing sense that helps you lose weight.
Okay, now the program is broken down into three parts. Give us a little bit of insight into that, if you will.
Sure. So for the first section, the first part is called ignition. Think about a car. We're just getting started. You got to turn the car on. And so the first 4 weeks is all about getting you to make small changes gradually, nothing dramatic, but just gradually. And because when people make gradual changes, they become new habits. This is not a fad program. This is a program that's trying to help your body make lifelong changes. So the first 4 weeks, ignition, people lose about 30% of the total weight loss they're going to have in the 9 weeks in those first 4 weeks. And then the fifth week is intermission. That week is designed to give people a break. My idea is this. In the fifth week, I'm going to give you less instructions, and I want to see how you make good choices when you have more freedom to choose what you want. That lets me know and lets you know if you're really paying attention to the messages and if you're adopting good behaviors. Then the last 4 weeks is called acceleration. This is when we press the pedal to the metal. People lose a significant amount of weight in the last 4 weeks, but more importantly, they lose a lot around their waistlines. Once again, a beauty of intermittent fasting is reducing belly fat. And so the last 4 weeks is when we're going to go all in and get it done.
All right. So in the book, and you often talk about clean eating, explain to us what that looks like.
Sure. People see the word clean and they think, oh, it's not going to be tasty. It's going to be bland. No, not at all. You know, food is great when you spice it and season it. And so clean eating just simply says we are going to reduce the amount of processed ingredients in your food, things that affect your hormonal system, things that affect your biochemistries. Some of these processed ingredients are actually toxic. They're used in cleaners, for example, household cleaners. And so clean eating simply means we're going to reduce the amount of the manufacturer-placed processed ingredients that are not necessary for a food to taste good and actually can make the food unhealthy. And so that's one of the strategies on why people are losing weight better. By the way, increasing their energy levels because they're eating less processed foods.
Now, some people like to work out in the morning. Some are work out after work. What is there an optimal time or the best time to actually work out, Dr. Ian Smith?
Yes. The best time to work out is when you're really to really work out. For me, it's the morning. I love the morning. I'm very energized in the morning. I feel like here's the strategy of doing morning workouts. Once you get it done with little distractions, you got it in the bank. The problem with afternoon and evening workouts, and I know some people have to do that, but the problem with those workouts is, let's say you're having a bad day, a lot's going on, you're busy. All of a sudden, you start moving that workout, you know, later, until you say, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow. And so I think that, you know, when there's a sense of urgency when you do it earlier and you get it done. And by the way, the other advantage, if you do a little something in the morning, guess what? At night, you can take a nice 10-minute walk after dinner outside, and you have what are called bookend workouts. You do a workout in the morning, a workout at night.
All right, there you go. What is the key to losing weight and keeping it off? What's the secret there? Is there a secret?
No, there's no secret. It's about making changes.
All right.
You know, you have to be able to make lifestyle changes, which is what Fast Burn teaches you. It teaches you how to make better decisions, not perfect decisions. I mean, you see in the book, there's pizza, there's pancakes. I mean, there's stuff that most diet plans don't allow you to have because I realize that people are going to eat these things and want these things. But I want to teach you how to compromise sometimes. Don't always reach for the cookies or the cake. Sometimes reach for the hummus and carrots. It's all a balancing act.
And again, this morning, we're speaking to Dr. Ian Smith. And so, doctor, what is the biggest takeaway from this book, Fast Burn? What do you want people to really know?
I want people to know that in 9 weeks, you can not only drop a lot of weight and drop a lot of inches, but you can actually change your relationship to food and get a better understanding of your body and how it reacts to food, and you can be on a new path to be healthier and happier for the rest of your life.
All right. And so, Dr. Ian Smith, you are the busiest man I know. I don't know how you write all the books, do the show, do everything, but you always have something in the pipeline. What are you working on next? What's next for you?
My next book is going to be a plant-based book, not making people vegetarians or vegans, but if people ate more plant-based foods, they would lower their risk for so many diseases. So that's next up. And by the way, I always test my books in my group. So once again, join my challenge on Facebook. It's called Fast Burn Challenge. Just search those words and join. And if you're not on Facebook, my Instagram is at Dr., spell it out, I-A-N Smith, Dr. Ian Smith on Instagram. I give a lot of advice, free advice there also.
All right. Dr. Smith, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much, Dr. Ian. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. You're awesome. I would love talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. See
you. We've been speaking to Dr. Ian Smith, host of the show The Doctors, which airs on the CW Network right here in Cincinnati at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. His new book is Fast Burn. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.